a person called Sam Ross who worked at Cordwell's when he was coming up to retiring, but he had worked in Knutsford at Caesar's Place, which is where Aldi is now, and that was a massive rustic works. And he told me that he used to come from a wagon load every week, came from Derbyshire with heather, which they used to thatch a lot of the bird houses, and also the summer houses they built. One of the summer houses was still there up to a few years ago, which they built at Prestbury, and it was on a turntable, so they could turn it so it wasn't either facing the sun or away from the sun. And but then he decided to work at his lease came up on, when Caesar's Place closed, he moved on to near the moor in Knutsford, which is built up with flats now. And when his lease came up on that, Bill Cordwell said to him, he says, "Well, I can find you a building to work in," he said, "and come and work for us." And he used to make all the furniture in peeled oak, which he got from Cumbria. And it had to be ideally a specific time. I think it was just as the sap was running, but the leaf wasn't on in spring, so it used to peel off very well, this peeled oak. And it's amazing some of the things he did. He could almost weave the oak. You know, he'd take time over it. He built an archway, which was used at the Liverpool Flower Festival, and it was absolutely a work of art. It was amazing. It was to see it how he'd done it, and the bird houses were really, you know, really, you know, the, I mean, the ones you get now, rustic things, they're just straight poles, a lot of it, like, you know. But he got them, you know, the bends in them, and they were fantastic. But we worked at a place in Altrincham with him, and this person wanted as a blank wall. It used to be an old hospital, maternity hospital, and then it was sold off, and it was made into flats. And the people who lived there wanted there's a big blank wall about 18, 20 foot high, and they wanted to break it off a bit, so we put some trellis against it at about 10 foot high, and he got it all made, so it didn't need a lot doing because he got it. But the certain sections, as we erected it, had to be cut, and he'd always used an ordinary, you know, the traditional handsaw. And I used to carry what they call a bow saw. It's not a proper bow saw, but it's like the woodman's saw, but people call it a bow saw. And I cut this piece of wood. He said, "Just cut it there." And he said, "Why, Joe, that's a good saw." He says, "I've never used one of those." And he said, "You know, it's because I suppose the bushman or whatever you call it, woodsman's saw is more of a recent thing." And he says, "Oh, I'll get one of those." He says, "Yeah, but you have to be careful," he said, "because it easily jumps out, you see." And it did when he was working at the Ollerton place, because he'd seen how quick it was. Jumped out and cut his hand open. And then some of the big pieces of wood fell on him, and that's he retired then, like. But I used to get on well with him, like. We used to erect fencing in a lot of different places, you know. He was very specific. The panel fence, somebody put some panel fencing up, and it was as straight as a die, like, you know. We used to put a string on, unless of course you needed to turn a corner, and the posts, he'd insist that they were actually buried almost 3 foot in the ground. And he said, what you have to do is put as you're filling it in, he says, don't concrete it, he says, because it'll only last about 5 to 10 years, he said, between 5 and 10 years, and they'll snap off, he said. And so he used to just fill it with soil, he says, and don't fill it all in, and then hammer it down. He says, fill it about, you know, 6 inches, hammer it down, and all the way up till you fill it up, and the posts wouldn't move. They were solid, they were. And we did a big fence in Budworth, and me and other chap and Sam. I used to get on all right with him, but a lot of people found him, you know, sort of almost bad-tempered, like, you know. And but he was fine with me. Yeah, he's very much into music. He used to be in the Knutsford band, and that was sort of the bowling and the Knutsford band was his lifeline, you know. Mm. After his wife died, yeah. Mm. And he came from he's Scottish, and he came from Bridge of Allen in Scotland. And he came, his parents died, and his sister had moved to Knutsford. And his sister owned a sweet shop in Knutsford. It's called Ross and Wilkinson, which was my mother-in-law's sister who ran it, like. And I find him a nice old bloke, but yeah, he's yeah. Yeah, so yeah.